Okay, the Gemara says as follows. Kon harodef nitan lahatzila benafsha. Now, the pashas of the Gemara has been that killing this Baba Machteret says the din of Mises Besen, except it's different the fact that no need a Gemara din, and it's executable by anyone. You don't need a bezin to do it. And then the Gemara Amar Avuna, what about a cotton? Now, in addition to this bezin, there is b'chi of Hatzola, Rashi calls it Kuach Nefesh. Now, there is a din of chi of Hatzola. You may recall the Gemara in Baba Kama, Dav Kuf, let me drink water. Dav Kuf, you'd bezum and olive. If I'm a lover of a ribis, I give back the mitzvahs, I have to give back the ribbis. Ramban, Nechomish, is very clear. Is the chiyuv, it's the mitzvah of Hatzola. Saving, give me, I'll read it. Ramban, seven mitzvahs, it's pretty clear. And Nechomish, he spells it out very, very clearly. Is there a Chomish of the Ramban here? Okay. Ramban says like this. Atikach me'ito neshev atar, but it's v'chay yachicha imach. Where's that posik? Ugh, it's an emma. Give me more about the comma. What? Vayikruch of heilam alvav. Vayikruch of heilam alvav. Okay. The Ramban says like this. Chai chichamoch. Shihimoch. He misses Esi lahachayoso. Give him life. Shemenin stava al pekuach nefesh b'mitzvah sase. Ramban says the mitzvah sase of Hatzola, and that is the basis of pekuach nefesh. And that's going to be key when we understand the Ram. When we understand all the put the Ramban together. He says it almost as explicitly in Sefer Mitzvahs. But here, Kan Omru, Chayu Chichimoch, Zedorach Ben Petur, Shnayim Shoyim Mahalchim Baderach. And this also gives the Gedorim of what it is. He says, two people are walking in the desert, enough water for one of them. So, there's generally a chi of Hatzola, but what are the gedorim of it? It's only not at the expense of your own life. So, and that's what Rabbi Kiva answered, Ben Petura. Ramban tells the chi of Hatzola, it's the base of Koch Nefesh. That's halacha number one. The Gemara here, and I in Gimel Amid Aleph says, Tana Rabbana, Minayin Lerodav Achaver Lahorgo Shnitin Lahatzilo Benafsho, Tamad Loma Lo Samad Al Dam Reyacha. Now, Rashi has told us something else. Rashi has told us here, Kolabro also Yishpoch Domo, but Shul also Adam Shul Rodev, the Hannibal Adam. The Rashi learns it here from a different pasuk. The Gemara here says, "Osamar adam reyacha." So the Gemara says here, Lo Samar al Dan Reach. Is it, I'm not allowed to not save him. So Lo says, many Rishonim, as we'll see, learn from Hashivos Halo. It just as I have, if a person loses his wallet, I have to give it back to him. Certainly, I have to give his life back to him. That we'll see as we go on. And there's, but Rashi is going to be telling us a very important thing. And here's the massive confusion and oversimplification of the entire issue of abortion. Adam ki yamus ba'ohel. Adam ki yamus ba'ohel. In Adam who dies.
Okay.
Is... And shofech dam ha'odom ba'odom domo yishofek. There, the pasuk talks about an odom. On the other hand, when the Torah talks about chiyav misa for a Jew, it says, makin nefesh, the fiedim. It's a nefesh. Two different words. Now, so... There's a nefesh, and there's an odom. That's why the Gemara in Nida Daf Nun Amud Aleph says that a woman who miscarries, even though it does not have a human form, still what comes out is tomei, mace. It's included in odom ki yomus ba ohel. It's an odom who has died. But that's only if it dies after 40 days. Before 40 days, it's not metame. At what point of pregnancy does it have the din of an odom to be that it's metame, but oh well. And she has a tumas leida. Tumas leida means she gives birth to a human being. After 40 days, if it's discernible zocher and nekeva, so she's tamei 40 days for zocher, 80 days for nekeva. It's indiscernible, so it's a suffix, so it's the chumra of both. Now zocher and nekeva is a statement about a human being. It's not a statement about. A job. If you cut your finger off, it has nothing to do. So there's an Adam, there's an Adam. So shofach dam ha Adam, but Adam domo yishofach. Because of that, the Gemara says that Ben Noach is chayiv misa on Ubrim. Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis Sanhedrin. Five Rabbi Shmuel Omer Af Al Ubrim. Mino Ani Mili. How do we know? My time, Rabbi Shmuel. The Chassid Shofeach Dam Ha Odom Bo Odom. There's an Odom Bo Odom. Af Al Ubrim Makos Ha'isha V'yotzu Yoladeh Nera Galeim Ubi Yisrael Ad Shiyetzi La'av Ha'olam. Rashi says Nun Zayin Amid Beis. You're not going to be chayav misa until child is born. Tinik ben yom echad harag ol chayav. Hechad ikim li bagavei shel kol adoshim. And if you know it's, he's not a premature baby. Okay. So, and akum, it's chayav misa for it. The Gemara Nun Tesam and Aleph says like this. Just, we're giving a lot of background. Black and medium, Yisrael Shari, there's nothing that is, anything in Akam is going to be Osirin, a Jew is going to be Osirin. So Rashi says, Bedovash hu mitzvah li Yisrael lo amrinin hochi, ha'ovek ha'chom shishovas. That he's not talking about We're talking about Isurim, not mitzvahs. A guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So, but Jew does keep Shabbos. Well, Ubrim, the Ove Kachovim Chayiv, so Potter. Agav, Mikom Okom Lo Shari. It is not permitted. That's Tosus said. So what does Tosus tell us? Tosus tells us a very simple idea. That Einachanai V'dechiv Misa, that comes from the Pasuk, Shofech Dam Ha'odom Bo'odom Domo Yishofech, that applies to a guy. Because there, what are we talking about? We're not talking about a Nefesh, we're talking about an Odom. How do I know an Uber is an Odom? Uber is Matami B'meis, and Potsdam says, Odom ki yomos bo'ol. It doesn't say Nefesh ki yomos bo'ol. Let's just get, I'm trying to get some sort of a picture here before we get into the. He says, There's a mitzvah, of Hatzolas Ha'em, that enables me, Tosus is setting down a very important klal here. The mitzvah, you see, Nun Tesum and Aleph, the bottom line, the bottom Tosus, Rabbi Berkowitz. You have a Masech to Sanhedrin, see. No, B'nami B'Yisrael, mitzvah k'day l'hatzol, the only heter. To kill the Uber is for Hatzolos Ha'im. Tosus very, very, Tosus couldn't have been clearer. He's Tosus here. The people quote all the Makoros for abortions, they, certain Mara Makomos, they conveniently forget. Tosus exceedingly clear that, Lekamidim. Now, the absurdity of there's one sefer came out with the following psak. For a Jew, abortion is mutter. Somebody can only do it with a Jewish doctor because the guy is not allowed to kill. Okay. So therefore, the only time you can, but you can't have a guy doing an abortion on a Jew, a Jew can't do an abortion on a guy, a Jew, why? But the Jew can do it on a Jew can do an abortion on a Jew, but he can't do it on a guy. Okay. Turn things, the etzim don't make sense, but we'll see what the makoros are. But Tosus is very clear. What does he say? In the zechi of hatzolos ha'em. Tos is talking about Chiyuv Hatzola. And that's what the Gemara says here. May I Shenitin Lahatzilo. There's a Chiyuv Hatzola. Now, here, we have to be very careful. Is Chiyuv Hatzola the basis of Pekuach Nefesh or just a Din and Rodev? If it's a Din and Pekuach Nefesh, it's one thing. If it's a din and rodev, so Tosus is also saying that we have to be very clear, careful. The Ramban is very, very clear that pekuach nefesh is a din that hatzolah v'chayuch yirimoch is in all pekuach nefesh. And Tosus, we don't know. It's just a din and rodev, or it's a din and all pekuach nefesh. Reb Chaim, we'll see the overwhelming majority of Rishonim say it explicitly there in Yuma, but Reb Chaim took for granted from the following Rambam Mehilcha Shabbos that no. Rambam says like this. D'chuyehi Shabbos Eitzel Sakonis Nefoshes. Now, there are certain times where, let's say, an Eser Docholos Aser. It's a Doche. That means A pushes aside B. And therefore, what are the implications? You mean get rid of A's and still keep A and B together, so it's not Doche. Now, D'chuyehi Shabbos Eitzel Sakonis Nefoshes Kishar Kol HaMitzvos. D'chuyehi Shabbos and Shakam. Now that is a very, no. It's a chiyuv hatzola. So Reb Chaim had a problem. It's Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Kesha osim dvarim elu, and osim also lo ayidei goyim. Can you have a goy do it? Lo ayidei ketanim, lo ayidei avodim, lo ayidei noshim. Why? Kedei shur Shabbos kala b'neim. Okay. So then do it by a regular, normal, choshev, male Jew. He says, no. De gedoli Yisrael v'chachomeihem. Chaim says, why? If it's Techuya. So Chaim said what Techuya means. It's not the classic Techuya. What does it mean is the mitzvah's hatzola is what is docha. And there's a kiyum mitzvah of hatzola. That's the docha. And that's what Pekuach Nefesh is all about. Okay. And that's why people, Gedol Yisrael, they want to be zocheh in this mitzvah. Okay, now, with this hakdama, let's read our Gemara. Our Gemara says like this. I might roll defu, shiny hosom. Is it? Gemara says, "Well, that's all. Rosh Nogol, Rosh Nogol, Eitzel Chizor Avun. Yotzer Rosh Nogol. Well, if you don't come down from the Nefesh. Now, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, "Ein Dochin Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh," because I have two Nefashos here. So, the Gemara says, "I he's a rodev, I'm my rodev who, shani hotson v'shamayim koradfu." Now, this can be interpreted in one of two ways. The Rambam took this Gemara and interpreted it that lifnei shehotzi rosha, that it's a rodev. Acher shehotzi rosha. It's a rodev, but still ain't dochen nefesh mipnei nefesh. Why? We'll see. Because it's an interesting rodev. What's the interesting rodev? Each, that means one is going to survive. One is going to survive. Each one is rodev the other. The mother's rodev the Vlad's rodev the mother. So if you have a situation where each is rodev the other, how do you decide? So you say, ein docha nefesh, ein nefesh. Now, there are two types of rodev. Let's read the Rambam of rodev. There's rodev where I have an intent to kill. The rodev, that Sheval Tais, have no intent to do anything. It just happens that way. What sort of a rodev are we talking about in Ubrim? Neither one has intent to kill, right? It just happens that way. Now, Rambam says like this. Svina shech last Rambam perchet zichul schov v'mazik alochet hazvav. Svina shechoshu li yishove mikovin hamasu. You have a boat. There's a sea storm and there's too much weight on the boat. About to sink. V'omad echem mehem v'hekem v'masoah. Mishlech v'yam. And someone took a lot of the things and threw into the sea. Potter. Why? Shamasa shebo, this extra weight, kamarode, if acharem lo hargo. Mrs. Hatzola mi rodev, well. So what do you see from the Rambam? This is a din rodev, even when there's no active intention of killing. It's just the metzias. Has a din of a rodev. On the other hand, this is all part of the Hakdomas to understand where Reb Chaim was coming from. Rambam says like this. Hare shoharag rotzeach shoharag bezodin perek alvil rotzeach halochehe. Ein memisen also weidim. Lo arolim also achiyovol abezim yedinuhu lemisen. You cannot execute him until he comes to Bezin and they convict him. Shenamav lo yomus rotzeach rom lufnei hoedo ha-mishpot. Uadin uchom uchovim Bezin. So the Ramban says, that as an understanding, until Bezin Paskens, Chayev, not Mechuyim Misa. So the person's a Rotzeach. This is a Shlila. All the Pasuk says is no Chayev Misa until Bezin Paskens. Ramban says, what's the Rambam counting it for? So Rebbe Kiva Eger and Marcus. And Av Hey Omer Aleph Gilyan Arshas and Tosas Dir Masal V'Chein in Knas. He says, Edus. He says he seems to imply that the person's Machoyev Misa from the time he does the Avera. He says Avol Be Edus Nefoshes. You need Rish Hachkiva. Vada, I mean, the Kodem Shnigma Dino or Heavy Bar Chiyuva, because we don't know what's going to happen. Will the Edom survive the cross examination or not? Comes along with Kiv Regis, says, doesn't understand what. Says about Knas, he says, doesn't understand what Tos is talking about. He says, in Mormon, if I borrow money, I don't need Besen. I borrowed money, I'm Chayef. Knas, Besen creates the Knas. Chiyav Misa, Besen creates the Chiyav Misa. Not just a question we don't know. He says a very simple thing. Let's say I did an Aver for I'm Chayef Misa. I know I did the Aver. Do I have to kill myself? Okay, well. He says, and in case of money, he has to pay. Not. And he says, a person knows the emes that he killed. That's what the Ramban, that's against the Rambam. But Tosa says no. Rambam seems to say no. What it means is there is a Chiyav Misa by doing the Aveira. Now the question is, who is empowered to execute that Chiyav Misa? Who is it? Anyone can do it? No. But it only can be done once Bez and Paskin, Ish Ploni Ato Chayev. And Bezin is the only one entitled to do it. So there's two things. There's a Chiyav Misa, and there is who executes it. Tosis and the Rambam both seem to indicate the moment you do the very chayim. Where are they coming from? Is the Gemara. The Gemara says nowadays, even though the din of Arba Mises is not bought, HaGadosh Baruch Hu does the execution. He arranges this, he arranges that, he arranges this, he arranges that. Okay, so now the Rambam, that's the first part of the Rambam. Then the Rambam says, Bamed Varam Amurim, Sha'ova Va'osa Ha'ova and Sha'chayav of Mrs. Bezin, after I did it. But Rodef, Avchaver Lahorva, Avahoya Rodef Cotton. I call Yisrael Mitzulim Lahatzal Anidim, we had a Rodef, Avfil Benavshur Sha'rodef. Now, this is one of the most perplexing Rambams that I know. Says, I can't kill a person until he actually does it. A person cannot be killed until he does Aveira. And he can't be killed by anybody until Bezin does. But a Rodef is different. Okay, a Rodef is different. It has nothing to do with the Aveira. Ram seems maybe to imply, I don't know, that has to do with the Aveira he's about to do. Okay? But he says, what is it? Hare kol Yisrael mitzulim lahatzel ha-nirdof. Rambam has one of Taryag mitzvahs, lahatzel ha-nirdof ha-katzosis kapo. As the Losa say, not to have rachmanis. Ketzen gives examples. So this chiv hatzolah he talks about, is it for the aveir of redifa? Or just the Metzias, even Cotton. I don't know at this point. So now we have this Uber. So how did the Rambam interpret the Sugya? The Rambam interpreted the Sugya that the Uber is a Rodef. That means when the Gemara says Mishamayim Koradfi La, it didn't say there's no Rodef. It just said there's no Rodef does not justify it. And what does the Gemara say? And the Rambam says, and the Rambam explains, Shein Dochen Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh. Doche nefesh mipnei nefesh. Aye, that doesn't apply to Rodef. Because if Reuven is chasing Shimon to kill Shimon, we don't say ain't doche nefesh mipnei nefesh. Why not? Because Reuven has given up his right to life by being a Rodef. So we are doche nefesh mipnei nefesh. It's the only time we're doche nefesh mipnei nefesh. But so Hotzi Rosha ain't Dochen Nefesh. But before Hotzi Rosha, in order to justify killing the Uber, you have to come up with a justification. Rodef. Without Rodef, you wouldn't have the justification for doing it. That is the Rambam method is in front of us. From where will we get an idea that maybe killing an Uber is Ritzicha? You get it from a very simple thing. You get it from for an Akum it's Ritzicha, so why a Jew shouldn't be Ritzicha? A Goyish fetus is a bit of a Nefesh. A Jew doesn't. A little funny. Okay, that's number one. The Ramban and Chumash that we have a Pasuk. The Pasuk explicitly says that a Jew is not chayav misa for killing an Uber. Where v'im asun yiyav and asat and nefesh tachas nefesh. V'im lo yiyasun, you pay. So therefore, if you kill the woman, it's nefesh tachas nefesh. If they only kill the Uber, it's not nefesh tachas nefesh. Seems to imply it's not a nefesh. So why? If it's not a nefesh, it's no chayav misa. Chiv Misa is only for killing a Nefesh. And what is it? But it's certainly killing an Adam. That's why it's shofeach damo adam, but adam damo yishofe. And that's why it's matame b'meis. Why? What's the pasuk say about meis? Adam ki yamus ba'ol. It's an adam. It's not a nefesh. Somehow there's a chilik between an adam. It is an adam. It's a person. But the kiyak ish kiyak in nefesh adam. In order to be chayv misa for Yisrael, the pasuk says it has to be a nefesh. For an akum to be chayv, it has to be an adam. That's a very, very clear. It's in the psukim, and that's why, and you see it very clearly from Halach of Tumas Mes. Okay. I'm trying to lay out all of the facts, so it should be very, very clear. If I would take the simple way of understanding Merlo, have a rodef. Now let's see what Rashi says. How does Rashi learn the Gemara? We'll compare how Rashi learns the Gemara and the Rambam learns the Gemara. Yotzero should be Isha Hamak Shalele. Sukenes, the Tony Rasha, Hachaya Poshetus Yodeo, Vachotechas, and Motzilevar, called Mansha Yotzela Ava Olam, Lav Nefesh, who is not a Nefesh. We didn't law go ulahatzel simo. I will yotzerosh ain't nogamal argo. They have it like he yolud. Then dochin nefim ne nefesh. Then it gets to the mice of Shevin ben Brichri. Let's do case by case. We can't, otherwise it becomes too much of a confusing chant. Okay, he said, the Rashi said, not a nefesh. Okay. And he says, Lav Nefesh. That is vis-a-vis the halacha of Ein Dochen Nefesh Mimnei Nefesh. When is it a Nefesh to say Ein Dochen Nefesh Mimnei Nefesh? When it is Yotzo La'avir Ha'olam. Now, what does it mean it's not a Nefesh? Not a human being? Can't say that. Some people want to say it's because of Uba Yerachima. We'll see, that's totally absurd. But we'll do that when we get there. So, let's get back to Reb Chaim. So how did the Rambam? The lochi below yotzeroch horgan otzim mishum de adayin lo have a nefesh. It's Rashi. You need him to make gluot nafshi shalayim. It's just poach nefesh. Kechol dvar mishin yirchim le poach nefesh. Because of the Rambam, the lochi horgan otzim mishum din bro dev tzorchi and so on. I it's poach nefesh. So why in the world? Rambam have need wrote it poach nefesh and the mother poach nefesh and the mother. And he says, even though generally there's a halacha of ein dochen nefesh b'mnei nefesh, had nothing to do with ritzicha. For instance, Reb Chaim will point out, the first Reb Chaim, you have two people walking in the desert, there's enough water for one of them. So, Gemara talks about ein dochen nefesh mipnei nefesh. There's no ritzicha there. The question of who, can I drink the water or can't drink the water? Or do I have a chiyuv hatzolah to my friend and he has a hatzolah to me? We'll go back and forth. Said here, midin hatzolah sanir, if the Rambam says it very clearly, let's read it.
Rodev
who, it's not that he's chayiv misa now. If he'd be chayiv misa, there would not be a halacha of yochel ha'atzel v'yechel me'ech barach. Ha'atzel v'anirt, ha'ayin doch ha'nejman ein efesh. Ha'ach barod ha'ayin gzeres ha'koshuv, there's a gzeres ha'koshuv, the nafshu yidocha. Ha'ayin zeh ha'lav she'kozum ha'rambam. The lochel v'al nefesh v'odeh. Don't come up with alumnus of Ein Doch Nefesh Meninav. You're not allowed to think in those terms. It's a lotus. The lo nidim b'zeh lo mash Ein Doch Meninavish. Al kach wajer sekotiv she nefesh erodev nidch. So he said, but he's going to have a suffix. Now, is this because of pekuach nefesh or not? He got told she never mishum dim pekuach nefesh. He called her a kul or name it. Hatzol shenev who met it's a different separate zeros akos. Zorchim nearer the kain who often has sheni shekasan. So yosham ben yafina din rodev because of erdam ho adam ba adam damo yishafech. Applies to God. Now here you have to be very very careful. Is there dim koch nefesh of a goy? There's no dim koch nefesh of a goy. A Jew is not allowed to mechal al Shabbos. Save the life of a guy. But there's a Gemara here. Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Let's take a look at the Gemara Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Bomin Eben Rabami, seven lines from the bottom. The din of Yehari Val Yavo. Ben Noach Mitzuval Kdushas Hashem or Ein Mitzuval Kdushas Hashem. Amr Abaye, Toshma. Is a guy mechuyit to be Mosa Nefesh and not do an Avera of Avora Zora, Gilei Rais, or Shvichus Dama. Sheva mitzvahs now b'nei Noach. The Misa, and if it would be true, Tmani, the Ha'er, eight. Amr Rava, no. Inu b'chol b'zrayim. It's not because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. It's because the Isra Avora Zora. My Havalah. So what is it? He doesn't have Kiddush Hashem, but he has an Isra Avodah Zarah. Amr Avada Barav, Amr Beirav, Ksiv, Ladova Azay Yishlach Hashem Lavdecho, Bevo Adoni Beisrimo, Nishtach Voshom, Unishnal Yodi, Nishtach Avisi, Ksiv, Ayom Lo Leich Lashol. What is it? It's by Namo. So Rashi says, Benoach Musa Alavoris Kachovim, the Isa Vidal Mises, Mim Ama Avor Leitor Mitzi, Lakadish Hashem Allah. I was right, call me the Shachbuk Dusha Hashem Shachabu. Omelo La Avor, I'll also Mitzis, O Yehari, Yesh Kadisha, Yavalem, Hilkoch Nami. I was right, he says. The Dova Zemeach Namon, what happened? Namon came, and he came to Elisha, and to get healed from his tzaraas. Elisha put him into a river and put him, and he walked out, there's no tzaraas. And he promised Elisha he wouldn't worship Avodah Zarah. He had a problem. He's going back, and the king is going to be standing and make him thank the Avodah Zarah for the refuah. Could he do it or not do it? He asks that shayla to Elisha. Elisha says, Leich l'shol, says Rashi. Omelo Elisha, l'dov azeh yishach z'nada, sha'ani onus b'dovo, sha'doni nishan al yodin, the king is going to stand, v'ksiv ayom leich l'shol, al mohol gelo. V'im isa de ben noach muzru akdushas Hashem. He was not allowed to say leich l'shol. Demash v'dohol gelo. Now, the halacha of, I have to prevent someone from doing an aveira. And that comes under hochiach tochiach samisecha. It's only a Jew. Hochiach tochiach samisecha. Lo have a mitzvah, hochiach tochiach samisecha. Lo get hoshav. Mi odu l'dva isa lo ludi. You cannot admit to what, you cannot consent, give your consent to something and say something also is mutter. It's a klal. You can't give your consent to an avera. And if Elisha said, so the Gemara concludes, no Yahweh Vayavra. Does that prove there's no Kuch Nefer? But wait a second. Yeah. That we're gonna have, that's one big kasha people ask against Reb Chaim. We'll see, it's not a kasha. And the Prima Gadol has an arichos. Can a goy eat eva menachai? Mokum sakonis nefashis. And his conclusion is also no koch nefesh by an achim. Reb Chaim takes for granted there's no koch nefesh by an achim. What he does, what we do with this Gemara, we'll have to see. This is kasha number one. People jumping on Reb Chaim. But Prima Gonim already was sensitive that Akum is a very interesting halacha. And the question was, is an Akum eat Eva Menachai? Welcome to Sarkona. And Prima Gonim says no. Let's get back to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, Shufach Damo Odom, but Odom Dom Yishof. It's the Ben Noach. So it's in Rodef and Ben Noach. So now, Dina Shirodev Ach Haver Lahargo, Yafinu Besanhedrin, Mirayis, Mikrodem Moshil, Mashain Zeshai Klaudim Koch Nefesh, Valatoraku. Doesn't say because of Koch Nefesh. Vade Avedim Befneyatsma, Din Hatsola Shon Nirdev. And that's why I need a separate mitzvah. Tell me I'm a choyev to do it. It's not enough that mitzvah of Hatsola Koch Nefesh. The separate mitzvah of Hatsolos Harod, Hatsolos HaNirdov. Two separate mitzvahs from the Torah. One is the Hatsolah that goes into Koach Nefesh, and the other is the Hatsolah that goes into Hatsolos HaNirdov. That's why it's a separate mitzvah, Hatsolos HaNirdov. If a person is sick, and you take him to the hospital, you're not making the mitzvah, Hatsolos is Kappa. Separate mitzvah, Hashivosilo, Vachayachir Imach, whatever that mitzvah may be. So if he's in here at Loma, with us and Rambam, he says, if it was koach nefesh, so I have a koach nefesh of the uber, I have a koach nefesh of the mother. So who chooses which? In bono lahatz nafsh v'nafsh shaluva heichid lo have a rodef have a din alei matzilim gam hocha in bono lodo mishum dim koach nefesh shel kol haTorah hayohu uben nidchem nefesh shalem rak v'din hatzol hamur benir defu da have a din. He says zeh mashik comes from Rambam. He says no, this is a stage before he gets to the next paragraph. Hold on, he says he's just going on one assumption here. That you can mechalal Shabbos for an Uber. So there's a chiyuv hatzola also in Uber. The chiyuv hatzola in Uber, chiyuv hatzola in the mother, who takes preference? He says, that's why the Rambam has to come up with Rodev, to tell you that Mirat Hashem will continue. Once we continue, finish this, we will do another Reb Chaim. The first Reb Chaim in the Sefer talks about Yehurg Val Yavor Bat Ritzicha. But there are a lot of side issues that we're not going to get to till Daf Ayin Gimel. But as long as we're in this, the two fit very much together. We'll do this and we'll leave certain aspects of Rabbeinu Tam aside to understand what is the halacha of koach nefesh, what is the din of rodev in the case of ritzicha.